from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I want to be here, but you know, when you look up, all the great quarterbacks I watched played for other teams. So my point in saying that is, that's not something to fear. That may be a reality for me one day, may not be my decision. So that's the freedom that I have, is be where your feet are, make the most of it, be confident in yourself, make your team better. I love my teammates, I love that locker room, I love everything about being out here in Oxnard and being a Dallas Cowboy. So that's what allows me to be free and focused and understand that in time comes, who knows what comes. As I said, I've been through a lot of adversity personally, that it's about being thankful for where you are, hugging and loving on your loved ones, and taking it one day at a time and handling the rest when it approaches.
Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott.
Yeah.
Waiting his turn on the contract game.
Way to be on the positive end of things, too.
I mean, he's always been a stand-up guy.
Yeah.
So
too many people calling him Dakota. Put respect on his name. Come on.
I mean, if he wants to be called Dakota.
Is that his name? What's his full name? Is it Dakota? Oh, God. It's Dakota Boneless Wing.
You Prescott. Are distraught.
I will never emotionally be the same. I'm just forever fuming at that actually being a thing.
Yeah, Dak's a nickname. It's part of Dakota's his middle name.
Oh, okay. So he's got like the Mac Jones thing going on.
Yes.
Okay. Understand.
So
Mac and Dak.
Mac and Dak.
Whoa.
So, yeah, you're just distraught from the Ohio ruling about boneless wings that have bones in them.
It's just the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. I mean, sports takes aside, because we do hear some pretty ridiculous things. Not really, though. That might just be the most outrageous thing I've ever heard.
Once I saw that on Thursday, I was like, that's in the chamber for me already, booty cheek of the week.
Yeah, I saw that this morning. I didn't even see that on Thursday.
Yeah. So,
I'm done. I can't think about it anymore. We got to talk Bills.
Joe is just incapable of doing anything right now.
Like, okay, I feel horrible for the person whose esophagus is no longer intact, right? Like,
they can heal those sorts of things.
Yeah, like, they can repair it, whatever, but still recovery. I feel bad for that person.
Yes.
But, like, who are the justices ruling on this? Like, that's what I'm wondering.
In Ohio?
Yeah.
That's the best I got.
Well, their signs in and out of the state are going to be looking a little different in about a week. So, some time off.
Joe's going to just buy some vinyl and just slap it on there.
Yep. I'm actually going to weld it on. They can't take it off.
Joe's broken. I don't know if we're going to be able to get him for another 2 hours on this. However, the Dak Prescott clip there, it brings up something from this morning and yesterday even, because a couple of quarterbacks got paid their contracts. Next
yes,
in line.
They did.
And Dak Prescott has been waiting and waiting and waiting. That price is going to go up and up and up if he is to be signed and retained.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know why teams are waiting.
Or the Dallas Cowboys are just not going to pay him. All right. And the thing is I think that Prescott is in the upper half of quarterbacks in this league.
He's solid.
If you build around him enough, you should have a good contending team. And the thing is, the Cowboys have been a contending team for years. And Prescott has been their guy.
Like, that's tough. They have Trey Lance in the sideline now, though.
That's neat.
But he's also not.
Have you seen enough from the most unproven top three pick?
No.
In NFL history?
Nope. Everyone calling him the next Josh Allen. I haven't seen anything out of him. I'm not.
Yeah.
But I do feel bad for Dak in a way.
So let's talk about let's talk about the contracts real quick. Because it's an interesting little conversation to have about Tua getting the deal, Jordan Love getting his, and a little bit of the hypocrisy that's going to go around with that. Because I'm seeing a lot of people saying or I'm seeing people say, I don't know about a lot of people, but like, obviously Bills fans here are like, oh, awesome, Tua got that contract. That's sweet. He is better than we all give him credit for, I think. And it's the fan in us. We want Miami to struggle. But the guy did lead the league in passing yards last year. A lot of it does have to do with the pieces that are built around him. However, he's taking up a less percentage of the team's salary cap than Josh Allen is. Mm-hmm. Jeremy White posted a graphic this morning about it. Allen and Burrow are two and one in terms of percentage of the cap being locked into your quarterback.
Yeah.
So even though Allen's fine.
Yeah, it's not a bad thing. Allen's number is
lower, but yeah, that's because the cap keeps going up.
Mm-hmm. And once you clear Diggs' money, you'll have some space on the Bills side of things.
Yes, but the thing is that at the time of signing, Josh Allen's cap hit percentage is higher.
Yeah.
Tua is just sneaking into the top 10 of that conversation. Jordan Love is just sneaking into the top 10 of that conversation.
You want to know another funny Cowboys tidbit real quick?
Yeah.
Cowboys owner Jerry Jones has two words for not offering an extension to his head coach who has had three consecutive 12-win seasons, Green Bay. He said that Thursday, July 25th, about Mike McCarthy, too. Just another Cowboys extension tidbit there. So he's not getting one either.
So here it is. Ready? Oh, Tua's not even in the top 10. Excuse me.
He's not?
No. So here it is. Percentage of cap via the contract signing and the year that they're signed, okay? Burrow, 24.4 back in 2023, so last year. Allen, 23.5 back in 2021. Herbert, 23.3. That was last year. Lamar, 23.1 last year. Patrick Mahomes in 2020, 22.7%. Jalen Hurts, 22.6 last year. Kyler Murray in 2022, it's at 22.1%. Watson in 2022, despite not playing for an entire year and getting all this guaranteed, 22.09%.
Yeah.
Prescott in 2021, when he signed an extension that's going to be coming up, 21.9%. That's at ninth. Jordan Love and Trevor Lawrence share the percentages from their extensions this year at 21.5%. And Tua is in 12th. He takes 20.7% of Miami's cap.
It's not too bad.
It's not too bad.
No.
And Jeremy made a point, though, to say, here's a different way to look at how the quarterback market has exploded. Applies to any position. And then he says, see what's happening. When it comes to these things, it means that the cap keeps increasing. And the thing is that when it flattens, there is where the teams are going to feel their hurt. The Bills are still getting through Allen's contract, and when he signed it, it was a bigger piece of it. But if everything keeps going up, it's the price to pay to conduct business.
Yeah, and that's what everyone has to remember at the end of the day. The NFL is just a big business. Nothing personal.
Yes, but that's the cost of doing business. Mm-hmm. So I commend the Dolphins for signing Tua to the extension that they did, because it's not a bad deal when it comes to the price of doing business. Because what are you going to do from there? Mm-hmm. Are you going to take a team that's going to be drafting in the 20s and take a quarterback? Because as annoying as Miami is and how often they crumble down the stretch and in the postseason, they're a good enough team that they're picking in the 20s every year.
Yeah.
Like, that is reality. That's a fact. And that means it's going to be harder for you to draft a guy if you don't think that that Tua is the guy.
Yeah. And that's the thing, right?
And Dallas is the same thing here. If you don't think that Prescott's going to be the man and you don't want to give him another contract.
Mm-hmm. How long is Tua locked in for?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm going to need a second on that.
Okay. Yeah, I think it was interesting how long they waited to get this done. I think that was one thing.
4 years.
4 years. Okay, 4 years.
So it's not like these are like 7-8 year deals. And that's where the value of the Allen contract, the Mahomes contract, those are.
They're longer deals.
They're longer
deals. You've got them locked in. Yeah. I mean, if you look though, Buffalo KL just tweeted this out about Allen and Tua comparison here.
Yeah, Allen, by comparison, Allen had signed a 6-year.
Yes. So two more years. And most likely, when is that up? It's coming up. Oh, I forgot when he signed that. A couple years ago.
2021.
Right? Yeah, okay. So we're 3 years in, halfway through.
Mm-hmm.
Buffalo KL just posted on X, 2019 Josh Allen, 2023 Tua comparison. I have to throw this out there. I saw this. Defensive head coach for Allen, John Brown, no first round wide receivers, bad O-line, 29 touchdowns, 13 turnovers, and a wild card team. And then Tua, 2023, offensive genius head coach, 5-time All-Pro wide receiver 2, drafted 6th, bad O-line, and 19 turnovers and wild card team.
Here's the thing. I don't care too much about the stats and like how the surrounding cast is.
Yeah.
Because let's think about something here. Stephon Diggs helped wake up Josh Allen. Yeah. That is a reality.
Credit to Josh's uptick in success. That's Stephon Diggs.
Yes. Now we get to see how legit it is. Because at the last half of this past season, we saw some of that. He was still producing numbers with Stephon Diggs not carrying his fair share.
Yeah, Joe Brady was spreading the pie to everybody, cutting up a piece.
And that leads me to a lot better of a belief. The Dolphins, if Tua's only taking up 20% of the cap, again, price of doing business with the fact of quarterbacks in the National Football League.
Yeah, people want a separate quarterback cap now. Do you see that?
It makes sense.
Yeah.
However... you can keep reloading wide receivers a lot easier than you can quarterbacks that can capably distribute you the football.
Mm-hmm.
So if Tua has the offensive system that he continues to thrive in.
Jalen Waddle.
Tyreek
Hill.
They're going to get a Hill replacement.
Yeah, when he eventually retires. He wants to retire soon, right?
It's not even retirement. It's his contract's coming due as well.
And he probably won't renew it.
The Dolphins probably won't renew that because they'll pick the younger Waddle, which is a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Like they'll look. The Chiefs looked for a younger Tyreek Hill and Xavier Worthy, essentially.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But the Chiefs, it took them a couple of years to get that. However, you can win with receivers that are not the likes of Tyreek Hill, as the Chiefs have proven.
Yeah.
Is Tua Patrick Mahomes?
No.
No. But can you scheme players properly? San Fran's doing this with Brock freaking Purdy.
Yeah. It's all about timing. Tua's big on timing. That's really it. That whole offense... the Bills disrupted that timing.
It's structure.
Yeah, it's just...
and if you have a good defensive coordinator worth their salt, plus players athletic and smart enough to make that disruption happen...
yeah, you snuff it out.
Then you could snuff it out.
Mm-hmm.
However, not every team's built like that.
No, teams... last season, the Dolphins had a pretty solid record. Like, they were still...
the Dolphins
it came down to the last game between the Bills and them for the AFC East and the 2 seed.
Exactly.
Like, it wasn't like...
and that was with Miami doing their usual December swoon.
Yes, and also, you know, no teams... over 500 or whatever. Like, I hate to rag on that, but it's just like, you
this
know,
year,
like that's what everyone's saying. But
this is going to be a proving year because they get the second place again.
And Tua's got to prove he deserves the contract.
He's earned that contract. Mm-hmm. And also, Miami is still trying to figure out how to beat Buffalo.
Yeah,
they
11
are chasing
and 1
the Bills.
In the last few years. Yeah.
Like how the Bills had always been chasing the Patriots. However, this is different because Miami is still a player, is still a team that is good enough to compete.
Now, here's my question for you.
When the Bills were always chasing the Patriots, it was just no.
Yeah.
No, we're not even the same. We're not even the same building. Miami's in the same building. They're just on a lower floor.
Yeah. Well, the Jets, that was my question. Are the Jets?
The Jets are asking for change outside.
They are. They're outside with the hat off, kind of just sitting on the curb, I guess.
Yes.
Okay. See, like that's
spouting off conspiracy theories.
That's where
like
I'm
Aaron
kind
Rogers
of yeah,
does.
Right,
got
yeah,
him.
Yeah. That's where I kind of lose it on the Jets, right? Like people, a lot of NFL media are saying, "Oh, they're going to be a 12-win team. They're going to take the division." I just, I don't know. Like, yeah, they beat Buffalo last year with Zach Wilson in the first game, right? Like, that was tough. I was sitting in the stands for that game. That was not fun. But I don't think it's a guaranteed you're going to win the division. They do have an easier schedule, though. Like, that is the thing at the end of the day. They can plow through that schedule a little easier than the Bills can go through theirs.
But again, I think that it's a good contract for Miami to make sense doing it. He also didn't get more than Trevor Lawrence did, which is huge to me.
Yeah, that's big.
That's a big deal.
Trevor Lawrence got a lot, too.
Trevor Lawrence, if I'm going to call one of those contracts into question, it's Lawrence, not Tua.
No, yeah.
Because Tua, at least, has proven a little bit more consistently that he can distribute the football
around. Made a playoff appearance, led the NFL in passing, too.
And, like, the joke about his name, about turn the ball over, like, no, he doesn't really do that much. You know who does? Trevor Lawrence.
Trevor Lawrence does, too.
Trevor Lawrence fumbles almost as much as Daniel Jones does.
Yeah.
Like, he is not as good as he was hyped up to be.
No.
He's not even the best quarterback. Well, he's.
Did you see Daniel Jones' video? He overthrew a screen pass on the first day of training camp.
But Trevor Lawrence, thank goodness the quarterback class that he had is like Mac Jones, Trey Lance, Zach Wilson.
One of them being his backup now, Mac Jones. He's in Jacksonville.
And Justin Fields. Yeah. That is his quarterback class. Mm-hmm. He's easily the best quarterback of his class.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait. No, he's not. Because Brock Purdy was taken with the last selection.
Yes, you're totally right. Everyone forgets Brock Purdy's part of that class, including me.
And he's more consistent than Trevor Lawrence is.
He is, because the Shanahan system is pretty great.
Yes, but I would also like to say you still have to be a capable quarterback.
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, and that's the one
Why?
Thing where
people... Trey Lance already got traded, and Jimmy Garoppolo was a blight on society within San Francisco to the point where they found Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
And he works.
That's the thing. It's just people go after Brock Purdy, and I'm like, at the same time,
but the thing is, that offense has also seen literally anyone play.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Trevor Lawrence, you can argue, is not even the best quarterback of his class, and that class had Mac Jones, Justin Fields, Trey Lance, and Zach Wilson. And he still might be number two. It's hilarious to me. Yet he got the big contract when... He hasn't proven anything else other than, oh, you beat the Chargers, who love to collapse because Brandon Staley's a terrible coach. All right, we got to go. We're coming back. We get Sal Capaccio in to talk the latest on Bills camp and the reports so far from St. John Fisher. Sports Talk Saturday moving on here. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly, we're with you for an hour and a half. Sal Capaccio, the Sal Signal coming up next here. You're listening to WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.